I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. Rinzuli School for the Gifted has been touted as a success story in Hartford. Now, the city is moving the school to another location. And, as I report, the decision has upset some parents. Three school communities are being affected by Rinzuli's move to the Ralston School, yet no parents were involved in this decision, and neither were their school governance councils. Parents from both schools are worried about the move. Kristen Goff has a son with autism who attends Rinzuli.
What they're doing is they're sending a message that parents don't matter, students don't matter, and the gifted and talented do not matter.
Basically, as the district explains, enrollment is up at Global Communications Academy, and it's down at Rinzuli. So the district is shuffling Global's preschool to Rinzuli's current building on Cornwall Street. Rinzuli will be a separate school housed at Ralston down the street. Hartford parents have a choice to send their kids to a number of different schools. But parents weren't told about the Rinzuli decision until after the choice deadline. This means that it's too late to place their kids in another school, unless it's the one right in their neighborhood. Associate Superintendent Oliver Barton is overseeing the plan, and he stands by the district's decision to act independently.
Change is difficult, and we're addressing the needs of a district with some 20,000 students.
The district is now seeking parent input. When the new superintendent, Beth Chavino-Narvez, was hired last year, she addressed concerns over community engagement in past administrations.
I've heard many questions about that in this community, and we wanted to make sure that we were explicit in studying the strengths and needs in that area as well.
Rinzuli and Ralston teachers have also expressed frustration over their lack of involvement. David DeRoche, WNPR News.